ή με ραμαχούλα. Έτσι είναι ραμαχούλα. Ούτσο αγα είμαι. Μιτρέντ. Μιτρέντ είχο βούλο. Ναι, ναι. Μιτρέντ που είχο. Μουκλέν. Ω, καίβολ. Και μου το είχα ούτε. Και κάνουν και κάνουν τραίου και εγώ ούτε τώρα την πουτσούτσι. Και κάνουν τσά. Και σε όρο και σαν όχα νιόρε. Κάνουν την ίδιο μίτρεν του τσακάει. Ο σκάβα μακάλι λαβάβο του ρεζίν. Good afternoon, Ma Maisie. Maisie.
Good afternoon, Daddy.
And Cosma. My name is Mwenzi Kunguvele. Quickly, introduction, ma'am. Marija. Tell the candidate, who are you?
Sorry, good afternoon. My name is Marija Gillian. I'm the co-chairperson of this committee.
Good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Dihang Stok, member of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, also serving in the subcommittee for the interviews. Thanks.
Good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Bridget Masango. I am a member of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development and the member of the subcommittee. You are welcome.
Good afternoon, ma'am. I'm Letitia Aris, member of the Portfolio on Social Development. Hope to feel welcome.
Good afternoon, Ms. Ramakula. Welcome. My name is Delmaine Christians. I'm a member of the Select Committee and also of this portfolio.
Good afternoon. My name is Otto Malika. I'm a member of the Select Committee and the Subcommittee.
Ma'am, is it good to go?
Yeah?
Thank you very much. We are about to start.
Okay.
Can I take this opportunity to welcome you to have this conversation with us based on the CV you submitted to us? It's a story that we want you to discuss with us at length today. And then we'll take it from there. You feel free, answer questions, relax. We are a very peaceful panel. We are fine. It's 3 minutes between me and you of conversation. But I'm going to take 5 seconds to ask it even less. If you can tell us a bit about yourself and why are you interested in this job and what are you bringing in it?
Thank you, Ndadi. I'm Maisie Sinaramafula and my background is I'm a teacher by profession. I'm a social worker, and I worked for SANCA for some years, until now that I think it, 2 years ago, a year ago, that a new organization that is a community-based organization was formed so that we can continue with the work. The substance abuse. The second question I think was why am I interested? I've come across a lot of people, the community, when I was at SANCA, I think even before. Even now at the Midrand Community center where people are struggling to get their children off the drugs. And also that what is worse now is that there's human trafficking, which it's understood, I don't have evidence, but it's understood that people who have been taken away for other funny things are actually, I mean, they use drugs to make them not even know where they are and why they're being taken for granted. I'm not sure if I've answered all the questions.
No, I
No, that will decide when we discuss.
Okay.
You remember, you are just giving us your answers. We will discuss your answers when everything is done.
Okay.
So as long as you are convinced that you gave the answer, it's okay. Question two, thanks, thanks, Mamis. No, you can take it off. No problem.
Yeah. The Central Drug Authority was established by an Act of Parliament. Which act is that, and what does this act seek to achieve? You have 5 minutes to answer this one.
Ma'am, the act is prevention of treatment for substance abuse. Of, I think it's, yeah, Act 70 of 2008.
What does the Act seek to achieve?
The Act seeks to achieve the prevention. The treatment, not before treatment, is prevention. And then from there, it has to make sure that it prevents. I mean, it treats. And after treatment, there is a question of taking these children for aftercare, so that they can realize their potential.
Let's go to the next question.
The next question.
2.2.
Okay, in your own assessment, do you think that the Central Drug Authority performed its mandate efficiently? If yes, how? And if not, what are the shortcomings? What are the shortcomings?
The Act was not actually utilized properly. Not, and apart from that, there was a gap where you find that the people who are the service providers are not able to the Act could not work properly because the Act could not, was not supported in the first place, financially, and the Act had a problem of not, that's why the Act had a problem of not utilizing the
Sorry, Mimis, but limit 2.2, am I right? Okay, proceed, okay.
2013 to 2017. And then this had to be revised. And when it was revised, it was felt that the problem that was there, the gaps, where we found that the municipal and the provincial, the government, were not supported. So they have to be supported. There must be financial support as well. And there must be a lot of education that makes them to take down the information to the people, because the people need this information, and if you don't need, they don't have this information, it becomes a problem.
Ma'am, in terms of compliance, accountability and monitoring, development and implementation of the departmental drug master plan by national and provincial forums, how are you proposing to address these shortcomings? In terms of compliance, accountability and monitoring, development and implementation. Okay, let me start right now. I have asked you, in your own assessment, do you think the CDA performs its mandates efficiently? If yes, how? And if not, what are the shortcomings? Then you can also highlight both with regards to its mandate as well as ensuring compliance, accountability, and monitoring, development, and implementation of the Department Drug Master Plan by national department and provincial drug master plans by provincial forums. Then I ask you, how are you proposing to address these shortcomings?
Not service only. Also, to make sure that when we do research to make sure that we do what the people on the ground want, and not only the people on the ground and other organizations, especially that the government would like to hear or would like to get information from the CDA as to what is actually happening in the community in terms of substance abuse problems.
Ma'am, do you think that there's any gaps in this act? And if there's any gaps, how do you think it needs to be addressed?
The gaps are that there is no proper functioning or adherence to the national drug master plan. And the gaps are that there's no support for the provincial and the local government.
And do you think that the powers of the Act is sufficient? And what would you like to see in the Act?
Oh, I'm sorry. Every 5 years, the Act should be reviewed. So once the act is reviewed, the parliament will be able to know exactly what is happening in the ground, and so that support can be given.
Thank you,
Chair. Mrs. Ramakgola, the NDMP, the National Drug Master Plan 2019-2024, represents a multi-sectoral approach to create a South Africa free from harms associated with drug use, drug misuse, and drug abuse. The plan observes national and international policies, plans, and conventions to ensure respect and dignity for all people in South Africa. So the question is, if you are appointed as a member of the board of the CDA, you will be expected to implement the mandate of the CDA. And so if you could please share with the panel your understanding of the objectives of the plan, the NDMP 2019-2024. And how you think the CDA should achieve these objectives.
Ma'am, the objectives are that we should look at, one, it's three-pronged. We should look at the prevention. We should look at We should look at the demand, supply, and we should also look at the harm caused by the substance abuse. I hope I answered the whole question. By education.
Education,
yes, and education in all sectors. Also, looking at the principles that are there to make sure that, I call them the REMPI. I call them the REMPI because the first one will be, we have to make sure that is inclusive, and also the involvement. Also, we need to look at the I'm sure it's so easy.
Uskatsuka memes. Ungesbaka. Uskatsuka.
Okay. I answer better when I write. Can I write? I call it the REMPI because to me it is the multi-sectoral and multi-dimensional. It should be that. It should be people-centered. It should be inclusive and also participatory. It should be looking at the rights of the person, and it should be evidence-based. Yeah.
Thank you.
The findings were that there was no, the national drug master plan was not utilized. And also that the findings were that there was, with the people who, those five principles that I mentioned just now, were not looked at all. And as a result, it was decided that the next thing that needs to happen is to make sure that after these findings, it was noted that what we need to do now is to make sure that the support is there for the provincial and the local government. It was also looked at, they also looked at the, making sure that they are financially assisted, because there was no finance for them.
You see, let's go to question four.
Thank you, Chairperson. What is your understanding of good governance, including its main features, and how would you ensure good governance in the CDA? I repeat the question. And how would you ensure good governance in the CDA?
Good governance, the CDA, to me, would be to work according to the national drug master plan for 2019 to 2024. If we follow that, I think there'll be good governance.
Okay, next question.
Question 5-1. Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Ma'am Macy, what are the key issues affecting young people, families and communities regarding drugs and substance abuse? How would you advise the government to deal with those issues?
My advice was education, and especially with the young ones. Prevention is important. Early intervention is important. Treatment without discrimination is important. And also, aftercare of the people who are affected and infected. But we need to educate all the time. Looking at, for instance, looking at the schools, I'm going to say something that I've been thinking about all the time when it comes to education. Sorry. When it comes to education, we're talking about education at schools, the elderly, the children. I'm thinking also of coming up with something at the crèches. And at the crèches, I was looking at using puppets. And when we use puppets, the children at creches understand puppets more than, you know, any other thing, and it makes them interested. If they can learn from there, from that age up to the other, you know, I mean other stage of life, I think we will be able to not so much eradicate, but control what is happening. Although we want to eradicate.
Ms. Ramakula, the next question, in your opinion, what is the state of public rehabilitation centers in the country? Are there any challenges with regard to access to public rehabilitation centers in South Africa? And if yes, what are those challenges and how would you advise the country to address those challenges?
The challenges entering the rehabilitation centers, are we talking about the inpatient or the outpatient?
Well, I think you can focus on both if you like.
The problem is if we can avoid the stigma. When children go to, or people go to the centers, they are being looked at as, you know, thinking of the 30s where they were punished instead of looking at them as people. If we can change that attitude. And we should also look at having the rehabilitation centers being educated in terms of how to treat these people. I know that the treatment is for free. I mean, in the public, it's for free. But the stigma is one thing that makes them to not to go to the rehabilitation centers. And if they get to the rehabilitation centers, they should be treated with those five principles that I mentioned. Then it will be...
For the purpose of this question, Memes, you must repeat those principles. Yes, you can't say when you answer, based on the principles you mentioned someone.
The principles I mentioned was, as I said, we have to use the inclusive and participatory way when we do this. We have to be look at the rights of these people, like according to the Constitution. We've got to look at the. I write them down because I'll repeat. That's the rights, inclusion and participatory. We look at the people center. We look at the. Look at how people are being treated for human dignity, and I think that goes with the rights.
If you can wrap up, Are you done, Mamis? I will say, do you want to wrap up?
No.
No, it's fine. Thank you. Let's go to the next question. 5.3.
One of the challenges facing the country is the lack of comprehensive national statistics on the prevalence of substance and drug abuse. How can the CDA play a role in this regard?
Ma'am, I don't think I understand that question.
One of the challenges facing the country is the lack of comprehensive national statistics on the prevalence of substance and drug abuse. It is in terms of the statistics, in terms of substance abuse, drugs, and drugs abuse. How can the CDA play a role in this regard?
Statistics is a problem in South Africa. The national statistics is a problem in South Africa. So the CDA needs to encourage that there be surveys. And with the surveys, we will be able to get information from the ground. And we'll be able to make sure that with the information, we can treat or we can reduce the problem.
I think just another question: what type of information would you say must be in the surveys?
I think the information should be how many people are addicted, how many people go to the centers for treatment, how many people, when coming back, don't relapse, how many people actually have at the end, they become citizens of the community without giving problems. In other words, how many people are rehabilitated and to get to a stage where they become the people who are integrated, integrated in the community without going back?
The time. Thanks, Ma'am Messi. 6-1.
Thank you very much, Mira Makula. Recently there's been a debate in the public discourse about the recent court judgment on the decriminalization of marijuana, weed, and so forth, or cannabis. Now, I would like to find out from you, what is your opinion regarding that court judgment? Thanks.
The court judgment, in my opinion, the way it it unveiled, I think marijuana or cannabis should be used if the community want to have it as medicinal in their way of doing things. It should be done in a very responsible manner. But it becomes a problem because the children, our children, very young children, start using marijuana, and it condemns their brains, which means they will not reach a time when they will be thinking straight. In my opinion, it was a problem.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, government introduced a number of lockdown regulations. And then one of those regulations led to government introducing the regulation to ban the sale of tobacco and alcohol. So in your response, I would like you to be more specific on the alcohol component or alcohol side. And then I would also like you to give us an advice, if you were to advise government, what would be your advice regarding the sale of alcohol during pandemic and all of that? Thanks.
That before COVID, we had a lot of car accidents. And it was just clear after, you know, the COVID regulations that were given that alcohol was a problem. And, you know, it's interesting to hear that people are actually using defense mechanism to say, I had one or I saw one on TV say, hi, why do they stop alcohol? Why does the government stop alcohol? Because when we just, are walking in the streets, having taken alcohol, we walk in the streets, we don't collide each other. They must stop this, the manufacturing of these cars. Do you know this is a very, very big defense mechanism, which, you know, sometimes you say, I don't know whether people think or not. The regulations that were imposed on people during the COVID-19, to me, are very, very important. And my advice would be that even after, if we are going to have after COVID-19, we should have the regulations strict as we have them. Because some of them were actually busy washing them before the announcement by the minister, by our president, washing the cooler bags, saying now we go in there. It was excitement. And this alcohol is actually causing divorce to other families. It's people are not working, sometimes dismissed from work because of alcohol, or not going to work because of alcohol. Children not having food at home because of alcohol.
Your advice, Meme, your advice, what do you think the government should do?
My advice is that the government keeps the regulations as strict as we have now, although we know that people are somewhere in their corners, they're doing their own thing. But as long as they know that they will be arrested or they'll be punished for this, we should adhere to this.
Thank you, Mama. That's how we end today. Do you have any comments you want to make, or do you have any questions for the panel, Mama?
My comment would be that the revised or the reviewed National Drug Master Plan must be adhered to and be taught to all the service providers, even the service users. I must be honest with you. I'm sure the 2013, 2017, this document called the National Drug Master Plan was a document that is there in the offices, maybe with the director or those above. And those who are doing counseling, who are actually working with the people, would not even bother to read it. It's just a document.
Thank you very much. I recognize. Thank you very much, Ms. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
2 hours to listen.
Yes, I was this morning. I was up at 5. I was anxious. I wanted to come, and then in the end, when I was at the airport, I knew that I've got to be in at 2 o'clock. I was told Parliament is waiting for you. I panicked.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.